وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We've been looking at human beings in the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at them. So He glorifies them, He gives them so many titles, and also when He sees that they could reach perfection, they get glorified for it. When they act and they choose to go the path of evil and towards hell, Allah condemns them for it. When we look at the Quran is a book of preaching, a book of trying to debate with man's logic, and it try to guide man to the best of things, to do the best of things in terms of ahkam, laws, or fundamentals, or acts of worship, or it tries to explain to him how things works. All these things are done in the Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the human being that, look, we've given you everything, we've shown you the way, we've given you the Quran, the haq, the absolute truth. Now, you are a mukallaf. Now you have a responsibility to choose and to walk the right path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving taklif to mankind, obviously that's another, as we can say, another way for Allah to honor man. Because a person, be it male or female, unless they mature Islamically, so girls when they reach the age of 9, boys when they reach the age of 15, they become mature. Before that, Allah does not talk to them. Allah does not give them any taklif. Allah does not require them to do anything. Allah literally in the Quran, He does not talk to them in the same way that He talks to a person who becomes a mukallaf. Once a person, be it a male and female, they reach the age of maturity, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Now they are fit to be talked to by Allah Almighty. They are fit to listen to Him and obey Him. So being in that state itself is a great honor itself. And even you see that around the Muslim world, sometimes when it comes to taklif and maturity, they throw parties for kids who reach the age of maturity because, well, now you're a man. Now you're a special creature because now Allah talks to you. Now Allah is addressing you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. In many verses of the Quran, and Allah is giving you all these traits and all these attributes, now you are the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become a mukallaf, you become mature, and in fact, you become the Khalifa of Allah. So the Khulafa of Allah, the vicegerents of Allah, and the successors of Allah, not only the messengers, not only the prophets, not only the imam, but each one of us. But obviously the responsibility itself differs from a prophet to an imam to a normal human being. The duties are different, but we are all representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all the khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And each one of us has that duty to preach the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to others or to those who have not been able to receive this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for example, even us as Muslims, when we walk amongst non-Muslims, or even when we walk among ourselves to those who have less, let's say, less Islamic knowledge or less information, we need to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people, at least by our akhlaq, at least by the way we act, at least by the way we represent ourselves. And even Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, they always say, become du'atul lana, preachers for us, not with your tongues, but by your actions. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were talking about mankind and how special he is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at a certain time of his life, he starts to address him and glorifies him and says, okay, now you're ready to take over and preach my message amongst the others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he looks at human beings, he gave them this honor in terms of their faith, in terms of their logic, in terms of their creation, in terms of their habits, and how they fit amongst other creatures. He gave them a special notion. Why? Because they are mukallafin, they are responsible. And human beings, if we want to distinguish him from other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call him al-haywan al-natiq, or al-ka'an al-natiq, the creature that can speak, which is a great honor itself. If you look at all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, none of them have the capacity to speak, except mankind. Mankind, when he speaks, he has the ability to express himself, to express what he thinks, to express the amount of knowledge that Allah has given him. So talking and speaking is one of the greatest gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon me and you. Yet we put such a tool and such an honor to waste. We don't use it correctly. We talk about everything that could come to mind, every useless thing that we can think of, we talk about it. And we hardly use it for anything good. Allah says, well, listen, you are, compared to the rest of the creation that I've created, you are something. You can talk. No one else can. That's a special feature that I have given you. If I want to describe you, if I want to say what kind of creatures humans are in terms of mammals, we have mammals that can speak and mammals that speak, which are human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at us from that aspect, that you have been given so much greater bounties and blessings and that no other creatures have. So sometimes we can see the people who are mute and can't speak. You do have to feel sorry for them in the sense that they're not able to convey their message. And you can see that they've lost a gift, one of the greatest gifts of life, the gift of talking, which, like we said, we do not share with any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. I mean, besides, obviously, jinn and angels. But amongst the creations that on earth, we're the only one that can talk. We're the only one that can express feelings through words. We can express anger, we can express hate, we can express love and sadness and emotions through our talk. Where other animals, they might feel things, but they don't have the ability to express it. So we are special in every sense of the word. So we need to look at each other from the same perspective that we are special. At least we are special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such, we need to look at one another. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.